Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. We're going over the superpowers of the modern high-gravity speaker. And the reason we're going over this list in the first place, we're on four today, by the way. The reason we're even going over this list in the first place is because once you start to see yourself differently, once you're not just the introvert or the inept person or the clumsy beginner or whatever else trying to figure out how to get your point across, to get someone to really pay attention, not just hear you, not just nod and acknowledge, but really pay attention and hang on every word. When you're trying to have that kind of magical communication happen, you need something extra. You need something special. You need something that sets you apart from the vast majority of people. And it's really not that hard. It's just not the kind of thing that's going to present itself to you immediately. You do have to go on a little bit of a quest. You have to be willing to look for it, and you have to be willing to put in some effort for it. So our fourth superpower is passion. And we'll keep this one relatively short because passion is one of the more straightforward ones. But you've really got to connect with it. This isn't something you can fake. And more importantly than getting what makes other people passionate right, you got to get right about what makes you passionate. You see, I still love martial arts to this day. I don't practice very often anymore, but I still watch boxing breakdowns and kickboxing videos and occasionally UFC fights and things of that nature. I like seeing this. I like participating in it in some way. So a lot of my metaphors come from martial arts. I'm passionate about martial arts, and I could worry about the fact that you might not love martial arts, but if I talk about something that you have some interest in, I'm assuming speaking and communication are interesting to you if you're watching this, and I use martial arts metaphors or I relate it some other way to martial arts, then it works. And my passion for martial arts shines through. Not only my ability to talk about it, but my ability to talk about it with energy. And the fact that this is meaningful to me allows you to take what I'm applying it to, in this case speaking and communication, and getting more meaning out of that for you. So when you find something you're passionate about, when you practice speaking with passion and communicating with passion, and this is something you can do in your daily practice, when you do that on a regular basis, it gets easier and easier, and you naturally speak with more passion, which gives you more impact, gets you more interest from whoever you're speaking with, and makes it dramatically more satisfying to you as well. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending a few moments with me tonight. We will talk again soon.